Start by saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America.
To the Republic
for which it stands.
One nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning, Board Committee.
Good morning.
Meeting has been provided with respect to the Home News Tribune published as well as posted Middlesex County Board of Elections West and the Township Municipal West. Must be entered into the minutes of this meeting. For those listening, that all Ward Commission meetings are recorded, we'll have a roll call.
Ward Commissioner Engel? Ward Commissioner Engel?
Present.
Ward Commissioner Frankel?
Present.
Ward Commissioner Katz?
Present.
Ward Commissioner Moskowitz?
Present.
Ward Commissioner Jallo?
Here.
Ward Commissioner Benjavenga?
Here.
Ward Commissioner Cedar?
Here.
The minutes of the December 2021 Board Commission. Entertain the motion.
Motion, Melissa Cedar.
Second.
Second.
Katz.
A roll call.
Ward Commissioner Engel?
Yes.
Ward Commissioner Frankel?
Yes.
Ward Commissioner Katz?
Yes.
Ward Commissioner Moskowitz?
Yes.
Ward Commissioner Jallo?
Yes.
Ward Commissioner Benjavenga?
Yes.
Ward Commissioner Cedar?
Yes.
We'll now need a motion to amend the Piscataway Commission rules. Can I have a motion?
Yes, just for comment, so that would be to amend the schedule you guys approved at the December 16th meeting to move the second meeting from Thursday to Friday at the direction of some of the commissioners to give an extra day for consideration. So that would be the Piscataway second meeting would be January 14th at 11 a.m.
I'll make the motion, Beatrice.
Second,
Dan Frankel.
Okay. Maria, roll call.
Okay, Ward Commissioner Engel? Ward Commissioner Frankel?
Yes.
Ward Commissioner Katz?
Yes.
Ward Commissioner Moskowitz?
Yes.
Ward Commissioner Jallo?
Yes.
Ward Commissioner Benjavenga? Ward Commissioner Benjavenga?
Yes.
Ward Commissioner Cedar?
Yes.
It is now open.
Chairwoman, and before you talked about either I can review kind of like where we are in the process and then pivot to Remington and Vernick, or is it just you can call on Remington and Vernick to review the current census numbers as well as the current map and their methodology for said map. Chairwoman, would you like to call in? And just for your reference, Chairwoman, Nicholas Phelan has been our contact with Remington Vernick, our vendor for engineering purposes for the ward district maps. I can call in if you want to call on him, he can start the process before proceeding to public comment.
Okay, that's fine. We'll call on that.
Okay, so Tom, if I could just request, or did you just give me?
I stopped sharing my screen, and then you can there's an arrow at the top of your screen whereby you can request the screen. Yep.
Okay. There you go. Can everybody see now this chart?
If you can, Nick, if you could blow that up, yeah, that would be helpful.
Yeah, that's much better.
So this is the chart with the reallocated census population data for each ward in Piscataway. You can see the totals for each ward here, and how we get to the minimum and maximum is we take that grand total of 60,876, divide that by the total of wards of four to get 15,219. We take 10% of that number and then divide that by two to give us a ceiling of a high and a low. So then we take that number of 761 and subtract it from the mean and add it to the mean, and that gives 5% on each side to make a 10% deviation. That's how we get these two numbers over here that are highlighted in green and orange. And any number that's below, any ward total that is below the minimum or maximum or high would be out of compliance. And in this chart, you can see Piscataway currently, ward three is too low by about 900 people, and ward four is too high by about around the same 900 people. So the goal is to get both of these numbers into compliance while following other statutory requirements needed. So just a quick glance at the current map, and I'll do my best to okay, so like I said, ward one was fine. Ward 2 was in compliance as well. It was between Ward 3 and Ward 4. Ward 3 was out of compliance too low, and Ward 4 was out of compliance and too high. So what we needed to do to create scenarios was kind of take out of 4 and put into 3. But this is just the current map of the ward boundaries as they currently are in Piscataway. And I'll bring up the chart again so that you guys have a good idea of what you're looking at. But that's kind of how the numbers are, and that's how they're going.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Nick. And Chair Roman, you know, at this time, if you wanted to open it up to public comment, Mr. Raj Kumar. And I can go through the phone numbers and the people listed as guests if you wanted to call on them for at this point their input on terms of the existing map and their either questions about the process or what they would like to see on the current map.
Yes, that's fine, Tom.
Okay. Sure. So I can call on Mr. Raj Kumar. He has his hand raised, and Mr. Kumar, for public speakers, the time limit is 5 minutes first go around, and then if we have enough time, we can certainly circle back, to provide extra time if need be.
Great. Thank you. Good morning. My name is Raj Kumar, 34 Lucille Court, Piscataway, New Jersey. I have been a resident of Piscataway for over 30 years, and I love what Mayor Waller and his team of council folks have done in the town. I really appreciate that, and thank you. I would like to thank them, and would like to thank the commissioners for this opportunity. I would like to keep the arbor section of the town. It's historically beautiful and has been a part of New Market area, as it is very beautiful. I would like to keep the same. And at this moment, I would like to say thank you so much. If I have any questions, I may join back again, you know. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Kumar. And again, I'll go through, and if anyone has, I'll just say a number, and if that person would like to speak, by all means. I have a 732-331-5123 number. Would that person, as a guest, like to offer public comment? I have a phone number of 732-406-7604. Would that person like to speak or make a public comment? Okay. I have someone with their hand raised, and again, if you would, if you were on the screen, on your computer, there's an icon with a hand raised and smiley face. You can indicate a hand raised, and I can call on you. So at this time, I have someone that raised their hand. It's meeting guest 370-539095. If that person would like to identify themselves and make their comments. Sir, you need to unmute yourself. There's an icon with a microphone in the upper right-hand corner. If you click that would unmute yourself.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
A little bit of a delay in getting that unmuted. Thank you. My name is William Kerwin. I'm a resident of Piscataway, and I live on Wynwood Avenue. I've been here for many years, and as far as Ward 3, District 8, we'd like to see that. I think it would be more appropriate that Ward 3 District 8 be part of the, which is Possumtown and the Wynwood area, be part of Ward 2. I don't know if that fits in with the alignment of the recommendations that you were making. I couldn't tell by looking at that map when it was displayed.
Okay. And I'll ask Nick as we go along if people have specific recommendations, if maybe he can go to the existing map and blow that up. So. As you're speaking, people can follow along. So, if you want to continue, Mr. Kerwin.
Yeah, Ward 3, District 8 is in the top left rectangular area. Yeah, it's kind of squared off. Yeah, as that's being resized, that's the neighborhoods of Cherrywood and Buttonwood, Wynwood. And then Maplehurst Farms, that Autumn Drive and Azalea Place, about three or four different developments that were put in the 60s and 70s, and then most recently Maplehurst in the 90s. So Ward 3, District 8, seems that it would fit it in with Ward 2. So that was just a request that I had, or the comment that I have to make. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Kerwin. In the chat, Mr. Johnson asked, as it stands, it's accurate to say in order to be in compliance, Ward 4 would have to be moved to Ward 3. I would say that to be in compliance, and again, rewarding is a little different than redistricting, in that rewarding is done by total population, whereas redistricting is done by a total number of voters. So in terms of the total population has to be divided amongst the wards, not an equal number, but the variation can no more be than 10% between the lowest populated ward and the highest populated ward. So however you achieve drawing of those lines, whatever final map that has to be approved by a majority of our commissioners would have to be in compliance with that. And I'll continue on. I left off with that. I have thank you, Mr. Kerwin. I have a phone number 732-921-8012. Would that person like to make a public comment? Okay. I have a Christine Mosier as a guest. Would she like to make any public comments on the?
No comment. Thank you.
Okay. Sure. Thank you. Mr. Gene Wilk. I see Mr. Ken Simmons.
No comment.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Simmons. Mr. Johnson, you put something in the chat, but I don't know if you wanted to make any public comment. Okay. New Brunswick Today, I would assume that is Mr. Cradival. Mr. Cradival, did you have a public comment?
Nothing at this time, Mr. Lynch. Thank you.
Okay, great. And then I see Mr. William Makita.
No comment, just thank you for your work.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And again, if I think I went through everyone that is in this meeting, if I did not call on you or say your number, and if you want to make put anything into the public record at this time, by all means, please unmute yourself or put anything in the chat, and I can call on you and give you any time that you need. Okay, Chairwoman, I think we've gone through the public comments. I can turn it back to you. You're on mute, so if you want to unmute yourself and then open it up for commissioner comments before we close the meeting. And Chairwoman, I did mute people during the comment period so that the public can be heard.
Commissioner comments at this time?
Go ahead, Doc.
The one proposal that was made by in the public was a request to consider moving, I guess it's Ward 3, District 8 to Ward 2. If I'm looking at the map correctly, it's not contiguous with Ward 2. Am I correct?
Correct. You're correct in that.
That could not be done, even if that was requested, unless other districts or parts of other districts move it as well. That's first my comment.
Okay. Commissioner, if you want, Mr. Kerwin made that suggestion. He might have a follow up. And again, sure. your change as outlined by the commissioner would have to be done in concert with other changes. But if you wanted to say anything in addition to that. Mr. Kerwin, unmute yourself or if you...
Yes, I just unmuted. Yeah, I was speaking of Ward 3 and 8, also Ward 3, District 10. I should have included, that's the Possum Town area, which is Patton Avenue over to Normandy Drive. The big area that has the 10 in it is mostly warehouses, and so those two districts would be appropriate, I would think, for Ward 2 instead of Ward. I was a bit confused because the very first screen showed that there was the imbalance in the town between, it looked like, excess population in Ward 3 and.
Nick, if you could go back to the screen in terms of the ward number, so Mr.
Yeah, that's the one. So Ward 4 was.
Yeah, what you're seeing to the right of your screen is the proposed. And again, I talked about 10%. So that would be your minimum ward population and maximum ward population. The 2020 census population is what it currently is in each of the wards. And as you can see, between Ward 4 and Ward 3 is your biggest deviation at this point. So they would have to be brought into compliance.
Okay.
Okay. But Chairwoman, if you wanted to, sorry, for the Commissioner Katz wanted to continue as Commissioner comment.
I don't have any special other comments. What are we going to be doing at the next meeting? We're going to be adopting, or we're going to be talking about it further and then potentially adopting?
Correct. So, and again, for, and I know the commissioner is aware, but for those, our deadline to adopt a map is on Saturday, January 15th, I believe is. So the next meeting would be, again, would be between the commissioners adopting, commissioners adopting said map.
I guess the only other comment I had is a lot of this for me is just looking at lines. The my general concept would be to try to move as few, make as few moves as possible in terms of changing bumpers from one ward to another, etc. So we have two. In one scenario, we're moving one district from one ward to another. The other, another, we're moving three different districts to three different wards. But the question I would have is, was any, in, and this would probably be more for the clerk who would know more about the town, as to whether any of either of these scenarios is more or less likely to move the roads that normally together or usually should be together apart, or making them better. But other than that, I don't have any more comments.
Commissioner Engel, I think the only comment I would have is that I think, as we all said, this is a work in progress, and I've made some comments. We try to make as much, you know, as much as we can, with the, also the clerk knowing the town, as Commissioner Katz said. So I just want to let the public know that it's still a work in progress.
Okay, thank you. Any further comments from commissioners? Or we have a motion to adjourn.
Seconded.
Ward Commissioner Engel?
Yes.
Ward Commissioner Frankel?
Yes.
Ward Commissioner Katz?
Yes.
Ward Commissioner Moskowitz? Ward Commissioner Moskowitz?
Have to unmute yourself?
The little icon of the microphone.
Ward Commissioner Moskowitz?
She indicated yes.
Yes, okay. Ward Commissioner Jallo?
Yes.
Ward Commissioner Benjavanga?
Yes.
Ward Commissioner Cedar?
Yes.